Yes?
How shall we beg gold of you? We make you alchemists.
Mm-hmm. Did you get it?
Mm-hmm.
This was it. The alchemist. This is what the magic of the human being is. Right? Transforming something to something. Are we alchemists working with the gold? No. But we know that we change the copper to silver. This is how they have done it. Practically, I don't know if you had some of those stuff. Any of you?
Copper to gold?
In Iran, in our childhood, it's always like everything is made of copper. Then they try to cover it. Yes, the poor people, they don't go for the good alloy, but it's a very simple stuff to give it a silver layer, the mixture of the silver. That's what the silvery stuff was then. Anyhow, a lot of that. But he said, listen, for us, the alchemy is important here. You have to be able to change from something to something to something. Yep.
Abandon that, if it is the kingdom of Sava. For beyond water and earth, there are many kingdoms.
Because I know that you are coming from that lovely place that has no problem. Do you remember they were bored because of these prophets and stuff like that? Said, I know you're coming from that stuff, but you don't understand. Over there is water and the clay. Is the normal, natural, good life. Yes?
That which thou hast called a throne is a splint bandage. Thou deemest the seat of honor, but you have remained at the door. You have not sovereignty over your own beard. How will you exercise sovereignty over good and evil?
Yeah. Sovereignty, kingdom. Okay. What do you do with your beard? Nothing. You try to shave it today, next morning, it's out. And you can do nothing. So this is one number of your body, but you cannot do it. Any member you could count. But he goes for the beard, because beard is that multi-meaning stuff to Persian language. First of all, I laugh at your beard, means I tease you and all that is that. And the wise guy is white beard fellow. And the beard is, in a way, joke. Here he will bring you and say, look at it, you have no control on your beard. Then how could you have control on good or bad? How could you be the controller, yes?
Without your wish, your beard grows white. Be ashamed of your beard, O you whose hopes are perverse.
Now cleverly he came back to this one to say, this will grow white. But we know, what is the main meaning of rish? Zachm. Wound. Wound is rish. Okay? And beard is rish. So, he's playing with all the meanings of this word to say that it's complicated like that. Yes?
He is the possessor of the kingdom. Whosoever lays his head before him, to him he gives 100 kingdoms without the terrestrial world. But the savor of a single prostration before God will be more sweet to you than 200 empires.
Means what? Really, what is this comparison? It says, having everything, being a millionaire, zillionaire, being a king, being blah, 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 all of that. 200 typical having and being in power is worth it less than one bowing down, sujde. Means what? Really, all the goodnesses I could think, and generations thought about it, and we know about it, put it aside for just doing that? Yeah? Do you remember the beginning? When the king realized these impotent people they cannot help, he went to the mosque to go and do this. Because with this, we don't mean bowing down, doing that stuff. We mean accepting the real value of haq. This is what it is, bowing to it. Having the respect for haq, all the meaning. Here he will say, this is what it is. And the word is a little bit, I don't know how to translate it. First is zol. Zol is the intuition and the taste and all that. Do you remember the book 2? At the beginning of book 2 he said, this, everything has some sizes here, but except the gift of God, which is limitless, and if you don't have the taste, you will not get it, what I'm talking about. Here he goes, that taste of doing that, bowing to the creator of everything, that respect is sweeter and better than 200 governing positions. Yes?
Then you will cry, I desire not kingdoms. Commit unto me the kingdom of that prostration. The kings of the world, because of their evil nature, got no scent of the wine of service. Otherwise, dizzy and dumbfounded like Adam, without delay they would have dashed their sovereignty to pieces.
Yeah, do you remember that, Adam? Who doesn't remember Adam? The guy who was doing this, Adam was the king that gave up everything and was sitting down and sighing. That's what the Adam is. He was a king, and one day he realized that this is silly. Do you remember what was that day? Yeah. Somebody, he was sitting down in a palace, there was a noise on the roof. He realized a couple of people are walking on a roof. He shouted, what the hell are you doing under the roof of my palace? They said, we have lost our camel. We're looking for the camel. So, you stupid you! You're looking for your camel on the roof of my palace? I said, yes. He said, you are very silly. He said, we are silly. You are looking for half for God in this building. Who is silly? He realized, yes. He gave up everything, and that was a part of his magic, that all those fishes listened to him. He doesn't need it anymore. He had it. Yes?
But for the maintenance of this world, God set a seal upon their eyes and mouths, to the end that throne and crown should be sweet to them, for we will exact tribute from the rulers of the world.
Ah. This is a trick that, if you want to think about it, you need a long, long time. Because here he said, listen, if everybody knew it, nobody would remain the king. But these stupid fellows over there, God made them like that. God made them stupid for others to learn. So these are sacrifices. God made them stupid. Not to give up, to love the kingdom, to love to be the king, to be the ruler, to help the others. Because we told you, I know that your imagination is towards a garden which is full of flowers and no dirt, no filthy stuff, no rotten leaves, nothing. That garden, it's possible. The problem is all the flowers should be plastic. And they are, you could buy them. no problem. They're always exactly that. But it's a flower, that's what it is. Here we're talking about what? About transformation of my personality, transformation of my meaning, all that. Yes?
If by way of tribute thou amass gold as sand, at last it will be left behind you as an inheritance. Sovereignty and gold will not accompany your journey, your spirit on its journey. Give your gold away, get collyrium for your sight, in order that you may see that this world is a narrow well, and that, like Joseph, you must grasp that rope. You may grasp that rope. So that when you come from the well to the roof, the soul will say, "Oh, good news for me, this is a youth for me." In the well, there are optical inversions, the least that stones appear to be gold.
Ah, This is the trick. So, he said, listen, when I'm talking about that beautiful fellow, who am I talking about? I'm talking about the best condition of you. All the stories we're creating is talking about you. Okay? We talked about a beautiful, innocent fellow who is in a well. Why? The jealousy, remember? We talked about it, book one, we said this is a dangerous love. So the brothers were jealous, they put him down there. Okay. Now you are there. And he's waiting for that rope to hang on to come up. One of the tricks in the well is the light reflection. You think that everything is gold because it looks golden to you in that darkness. That's how you're interested in the golds around you. Yes?
To children at playtime from infirmity, those potsherds appear to be gold and riches. His knowers have become alchemists, so that minds have become worthless in their eyes.
Mm-hmm. So, this is what it is. It's like the children and an alchemist. The children will like fake gold and stuff like that. The alchemist, the real gold is nothing. Yep.
How a dervish saw in dream a company of sheikhs and begged for a daily portion of lawful food, without being occupied with earning it, and being incapacitated from devotional service. And how they directed him, and how the sour and bitter mountain fruit became sweet to him through the bounty of those sheikhs. A certain dervish said in the night talk, "I saw in dream those saints connected with hither. I said to them, when shall I eat a daily portion of lawful food that is not pernicious? They took me along towards the mountainous country. They were shaking down the fruit from trees in the forest, saying, 'God has made the fruit sweet in your mouth because of our benedictions. Come, eat clean and lawful and free of reckoning, without trouble and change of place and up and down.' Then from that daily provision there appeared in me a speech. Savor of my words was transporting minds. I said, 'This is a temptation. O Lord of the world, bestow a gift hidden from all creatures.' Speech departed from me. I gained a joyous heart. I was bursting with rapture like the pomegranate. I said, 'If there be nothing in paradise but this delight which I have within my nature, no other blessing will be desired. I will not be diverted from this by the huris and sugar cane. Of my earnings, one or two small pieces had remained with me, sewn in the sleeve of my juba.'"
What was that? I didn't interrupt you. Okay, you read all the paragraph. What was it? A silly short story, which is not the story.